Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Scream, you scream, I'll be getting out of your house now, sorry. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Oh, thank you to Hazmat Tree. Hazmat Tree for that catchphrase submission, and Happy New Year
to ya. Yeah. Happy New Year to ya. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to ya. Happy New Year to ya. Happy Bang Bang into your mouth. You know you wanna bang bang into your mouth. You know you gotta. Everybody wants to listen to Scott. Everybody wants Happy New Year to ya.
All right.
How long do you think we can go before everybody tunes out?
I will say my neighbors must be really enjoying themselves, because the last time I did one outside was with this guest right here.
Oh, yeah. I love outside in safety.
By the way, my name is Scott Aukerman. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang, the very first Comedy Bang Bang episode of 2022.
Wow, we're here.
So much easier to say than 2021.
You know, like I like to say 2022. That's what I like to say.
Yeah, did you just start liking that right now when you just said it?
The second I said it, I knew I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. The
for
date
the rest
is,
of your life?
Yeah, January 3rd, 2022.
So you'd be talking about January 3rd, 2020?
Well, when is this coming out?
For the rest of your life.
I hope so.
This is coming out January 3rd, 2020.
It's coming out. I want the world to know this podcast coming through.
Of course, this is Comedy Bang Bang, and we have a very exciting show. I'll introduce our guest here in a second. It's a very exciting show because, simply for the fact that we're doing it, and we're still doing it in 2022. What did you say?
2022.
Oh, 2-2.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All I had to do was point to the sky and he knew exactly what to do.
Well, first I assumed you were invoking God's name to help me.
By pointing up to the thing.
Yes, like, please help him remember this.
And it did. It worked. Great microphone today. Sometimes you give me a real shitty one, a real ratty mic. This one's beautiful.
I give you the piss mic usually.
You give me the piss mic. Yeah. You said you have a series of dogs that piss on the mic.
I gave that to one of our guests coming up a little later. And speaking of our guests coming up a little later, we have a celebrity therapist.
Are you serious?
Coming up later. And we also have Dr. Sweet Chat, the small talk robot.
What does that mean, a small talk robot?
I do not know. My producer wrote that down for me, and I look forward to...
Celebrity therapist? Do you think that's someone who... I can't wait to find out.
Who's a therapist?
That's my question. Is it that, or is it someone who's helping couples with therapy, or is it someone who just deals with the therapy that involves being a very famous person?
I think it might be like Angelina Jolie or something.
The person coming up is Angelina Jolie?
I think, and she wants to help us with our relationship.
Oh my God, I can't wait to find out.
That'll be so exciting. But before we get to them, you know the very sound of his voice.
Don't mess up any of the things. You've never not messed up the things that I've been in.
He plays Tonic the Gin Dog. What is this that you do with it?
Like Sonic the Hedgehog.
The thing that you told me you
Tonic
were like.
Tonic the Gin
this
Dog?
This is basically just a paycheck, but I.
I never would say that. It's a dream job. A dream job that I took. Whatever money they gave me, I took it.
You did show me your paycheck and like waved it in my face and said, look how much money
I made.
Of course.
Yeah. And then you said, that's nothing. And then you took me through a tour through your mansion.
The Haunted Mansion is where I took you, actually.
Ooh, by the way, I wish.
There's always my way out.
I wish there's a different guest here, because I know a different guest who knows a whole shit ton about the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, really?
But she's not even going to be here today, which is a bummer. bummer.
That's too bad. But did you go to the graveyard, by the way, behind it when you were just there?
I was just there but a week ago. What do you mean the graveyard behind it?
There's like a graveyard where the people, they have tombstones, where they have like people who designed the tombstone. Sometimes they'll let you back there.
Is that true?
Is it true.
A part of the ride, or it's outside the actual mansion?
No, one is allowed to see it.
And are there actual humans buried there? No.
Yeah. There's actually big ditches with just mass corpses.
Oh my God! Open ditches?
Yeah.
Just famous open corpses?
Yeah, famous corpses.
Can you name a corpse that's in there?
There's Humphrey Bogart.
Those are the most famous corpses.
They called him Bogey.
Of course, that's what it says.
Just in case you were confused.
No. I saw Bogey there. That was Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah, that was him.
What's his famous line? Here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah, I mean, that was maybe his second most famous line.
Tell me his first one. Tell me I can set you up. What was the line the person said before he said his famous one?
It was like, hi there, my name is the woman from Casablanca.
Hi there, my name is the woman from Casablanca.
Hello, I'm Humphrey Bogart.
I don't think he says his name in the movie.
He doesn't?
I can't imagine.
I swear he does. Maybe it was just, I was looking at the credits.
Maybe when the, what is it, the therapist, the famous therapist?
I thought you were talking about the therapist from Casablanca.
No, maybe the celebrity therapist.
You know the therapist who helps them all work out their issues?
Oh, yeah, there's got to be one for Casablanca. Casablanca is a shit show.
Ended the war.
Here's looking at you, kid, right?
Play It Again, Sam, I believe. And that said, it is not even a line from Casablanca.
Oh, right. It's a line from, what is it?
It's a line from
Nothing.
Whose
line is it anyway? Oh, Nothing.
It probably was a line from Whose Line Is It?
It's been nowhere.
It has been accepted as the famous line from Casablanca, but it is never said in the movie.
What's the thing?
It's more like, hey, Sam, go play that song again or something like it. It's something very different. Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of those, by the way.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
There's Hi, My Name Is Jaws.
Yeah. Hi, My Name Is Jaws. Which nobody ever
said.
Gets it wrong.
Robert McKee kind of like dances around it and says isn't not Jaws.
And they think there's going to be a bigger boat, but it's, oh my God, my heart medicine, where is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's when that Jaws thing comes up.
And that song that everyone sings when they see that shark, dun, 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 dun.
Oh yeah, what was the original?
Not played in the movie.
John Williams, no?
No, he had nothing to do with the movie.
So who was it? What was it? It's not played in the movie. What was the soundtrack?
They played the Benny Hill song.
That's great.
Did you like Benny Hill when you were growing up?
Of course
I'll introduce you in a second.
Of course,
is Tonic the Gin Dog.
No, I'm not Tonic the Gin Dog. What are you talking about, Tonic the Gin Dog? I wish you gave me the seat where all the sun comes in and
poor baby.
Tonic the Gin Dog.
So upset that the sun is out today.
It's beautiful out. It was rainy this whole week, but it's beautiful.
It
I just have to keep moving.
Wet weather was pounding the Southland, but...
Wet weather! Watch it and see. I got a weather of 103.
You've got a weather of 103.
Yeah, it's me. I'm God talking.
You have a problem. You know him from House of Pies.
Lies.
You know him from the... God, I'm straining to figure out
it's
any
insane.
Other credit.
We've been friends for like 2 decades.
I know, and you've come onto the show to promote so many of your projects, and then it's the first
party,
and
the
last time that I ever hear from them.
The after party. The
hear
after
about
party
them.
In January. The after party in January.
The after party. That is coming up in a couple of weeks, is it,
is
not?
It is. I'm very excited. Everybody's in it. It's going to be very fun. There's all sorts of genres. It's going to be great. Lord
then after the after party is the sequel, The Hotel Lobby?
Yeah, after the after party is The Hotel Lobby. Lobby, mm-hmm. And after the lobby is the... famously, it was really after the lobby, we go home and snack on some Pringles.
Pee on everyone.
But they changed it. No, that's wrong. Unless he was found guilty for that?
He was found guilty for that, so we can say that now.
Okay.
So you're okay.
Okay, yeah. Then
don't
goes,
worry about the Tonic people
pees,
getting upset with
it. Peace on everybody.
But you know him as the elegant Mr. S.
Hey.
The incomparable Benny Schwab. Please welcome back to the show, Ben Schwartz.
What a tradition.
Tradition!
We do this the beginning of every year.
Beginning of every year, you and I get together.
Yeah. And nothing is different this year.
Nope.
And so it's very exciting. It's very exciting to be here again.
I love seeing you. Our listeners love hearing you. People who smell you love smelling you. I'm trying to think of the other senses.
Oh, okay. Feel, touch.
Yeah. And sight. Oh, no. We did sight.
Yeah. Touch.
What about smell?
What about smell?
I only want to smell on you.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. We're not doing an Olympic Song Challenge, in case you were reaching for the stop button.
Reaching for the stop button. By the way, it's pause. I don't think there is a stop button in
there
podcasting.
There isn't a... Really?
I think it's pause.
I've been involved in podcasting for 3 decades at this point.
Unbelievable. They call you the Podfather, right?
And literally in 3 different decades. The 2000s?
By the way, most famous line in The Godfather wasn't really said.
Which one?
You know, like, I'll make me an offer you can't refuse.
Oh, yeah, what did they say, actually?
What do you got to say, buddy? You want to say something to me? And me? You, on this great
Didn't they
wedding?
Say, like, you talking to me?
Oh, yeah, you talking to me? That was fake also.
That was from The Godfather.
Oh, that's why.
Because The Godfather was like, you talking to me? I don't see anyone else standing here. Yep. You must be talking to
me. And they cut the line in Raging Bull where it goes, that guy is sure as a Raging Bull.
There is the line in Raging Bull where he's like, I could have been a contender, which is a lot of people don't know is from a different movie.
That's
first.
Insane. What is that?
It's from
the movie First? What's the first about?
It's about the very first person to ever live on Earth.
Wow.
Adam.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if you're,
don't make fun of Judaism. I can feel it.
God, it's right there.
The rib was taken to make Eve, which seems very fucked up that a woman was made from a man's rib.
I know. I mean, do you think that's just a metaphor for sperm?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Ribs.
Ribs. What the hell is wrong with these ribs today? Ribs. Where did Eve come from?
Legitimately, if that musical was about ribs, would it have been as popular? people eating barbecue ribs.
Instead of Annie?
Yeah.
No, I bet it would not be
Did
as
you
popular.
See Annie live?
As in, did I see it in the theater or did I see the program
did
Annie
you,
live?
Either. I'll take either.
Or did I see Annie live? I have seen a woman named Annie live.
Really?
Yeah.
But did you see her die?
I have seen Annie die.
No.
I have this thing.
Was she okay?
No, she died. She perished.
Annie, she wasn't okay?
Annie, no. Annie wasn't okay. She wasn't okay. She wasn't okay, Annie.
You know that's from CPR Dummies is where that originally comes from.
Annie, are you okay?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is this
that's
real?
Like what you're
We've
supposed
said
to
nothing
chant.
Real right now. Is
that's
this real?
What you're supposed to chant when you're doing compressions on the chest.
Do an example.
Annie, are you okay? How'd that go?
Wow. We could do this forever and make everybody
and why
happy.
We? Why wouldn't we? Ben, tell us about the after party. Oh. We're going to be talking about it a lot on this show in the coming weeks.
I bet we're going to have a bunch of different people here.
A bunch of different guests coming on who are involved in this.
Tiffany Haddish, Sam Richardson, Ike Barinholtz. We have Dave Franco. We have Jamie Dimitriou. By the way, can we get him on the program?
No.
Okay. He's a Stathletz Flats. He's fantastic.
Stathletz Flats?
That's the name
say?
Of his television show.
Okay.
And then we have Zoe Chow, Alana Glazer. We have, my man, John Early. We have
Sam?
We said Sam Richardson already.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, you didn't.
I did. And I think that's everything. Oh. And we have, the Great Kulapi is making an appearance. The Great Kulapi is here.
Oh, the Great Kulapi she's doing a dance here. Oh, my God. This is the best dance she's ever done. Like, this is professionally choreographed.
Hi.
Hi, yes. Hello, Kulap.
Hi, Cooley.
Try to ignore me slowly backing out.
Oh, I thought you meant slowly backing out right now, because we want to hear from you no longer on this show.
Bye, Kula.
Goodbye.
What a wonderful person.
Who, me?
No, you're an absolute terror. I can't understand how both of you guys are together for this long, because she is such a bright light, and you were just the darkness.
You thought we would get together, but not for this long?
No, I thought you'd get together, and she realized what an absolute just dull boy you are.
Dull boy?
D-U-L-L-B-O-Y. Dull boy. What do you want to do today? I don't know. Read my comics and eat myself. Eat yourself? What does that mean?
I love it.
I love eating my fingies. Jesus, Scott, come back in the house.
Tell us about the after party and stop talking about me.
Lord and Miller, Phil Lord, Chris Miller. It's about the gentleman who did 21 Jump Street, Lego Movie, Into the Spider-Verse, created the show. Chris Miller directed every single episode.
Every single episode!
Which for me is kind of a dream come true because I love both those guys and
Co-direct the 21 Jump Street movies?
Yes,
or?
Everything was co-directed, I believe, and this is the first time that they've actually, or that Chris is, I think, I mean, you should have him on the show.
Yeah, they've been on the show before.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Is someone pretending to be them or really them?
No, really them.
Okay, great. Because I hear Chris Miller's here right now. No, I can't. That's the fucking Dr. Funkhauser or whatever his name is. Dr. Funkpot and his small talking robot. Every episode, Dave Franco is this famous musical artist. He dies and we're at an after party.
Wait, Dave Franco is a famous musical artist?
In this television program.
Oh.
And there's a trailer out, so I'm not ruining anything. He dies and then every episode, Tiffany Haddish and generally come in and they interview us to find out who killed Dave Franco's character. And
do you want a high five right now? What
no,
is
I'm
going on right
the
now?
The sun. It's absolutely miserable.
I beg your pardon. I did not think we would need umbrellas to block sun because
well,
it's been
has
so
sun.
Rainy.
I'm literally in the only place
you
that
can move
sun.
That chair, you know.
You'd like to move it. Move it. You'd like to move it.
Wait, you're asking me to move your
You'd
chair?
You'd like to Move it.
Is this some sort of Jedi trick? All right, I'll move your chair.
And so every episode is a different genre of film, so the retelling of the story is done in that genre. So, like, if Ike is a big asshole, he's going to be like a big Fast and the Furious type thing. And then so we get to play with genres, and it's one of my favorite things I've ever been a part of in my career.
What are your other favorite things you've been a part of? Because I can't think of any of them.
Sure. Tonic the...
No!
No! Tonic the Gin Dog.
That movie is coming out in March, the aforementioned Tonic movie,
that's
right?
That's wrong. That's April 8th. And then After Party is coming out in January. Well, see, you'll see it sometime. It's going
to
be out for
a while. I went to, you invited me to the premiere, the first one, and I loved it. I've talked about it on this show before. Great to see Jim Carrey. Yes. Great to see Jim Carrey out there just going crazy like he used to.
He is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. And really funny
movie. Do you think
movie.
You're funnier than Jim Carrey?
Yeah, I think so. Like, unequivocally.
Really?
Like, objectively funnier.
I think he's probably one of the funniest actors I've ever seen in my life.
And I agree.
Unequivocally, you think
I'm so much better.
Is there one person that's funnier than you or no?
God, I mean...
Of all time, I'm sorry, of all time, anytime.
Oh, of all time.
It could be a Marx brother.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln.
You think Abraham Lincoln was
so
funny?
So funny.
What, was he stand-up,
improv,
sketch?
Well, first of all, he was... No, just the beard. I look at it and I laugh.
It's physical comedy,
so
I guess.
He's so funny.
He is so funny.
Like, every time I look at that $5 bill, I'm just like, this is the funniest
money. By the
way,
you know when he got shot in the head in the temple when he was watching that play?
Yeah.
Well, that's an old Jewish joke.
Right.
But he got shot in the head, that people thought it was a bit for, like, the longest time because he's so fucking funny.
He's so funny. They were just like, oh, look at him
come
with
on,
his big,
Abe.
Like...
Abe, come on, you're doing this again, Abe?
Oh, you got the blood packs. So, yeah, the squibs.
Okay, Abe. All right, Abe. All right, Abe. That's why he always wore a top hat. He always I think he was getting shot through his top hat.
He had one of those top hats that had like a fake bullet hole that like
always, yeah.
with
like
a little bit
arrow.
Of dust, like compression dust coming out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All he had to do was blow, like hold onto his nose and it goes.
And people were like, Abe, getting shot in the head again.
By the way, old Abe.
Speaking of Abe's, old Abe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Abe.
Good pull.
Keep going.
You started.
Oh, sorry. Old Abe. Beautiful old Abe.
I to be honest,
can I ask
I don't
you?
Know.
I feel like nobody asks
yeah,
you a
please,
question.
Yeah, please, hit me, because I'm tired of
that. That you're excited
you know,
about?
In 2022, I don't want to ask questions
Sorry,
anymore.
Sorry, what did you say? I don't know, 2022.
2022.
Thank you.
I don't want to ask questions anymore. I want to be asked the questions.
Fantastic. What was your New Year's resolution?
To never have you on the show again. I
and
already
you broke
it,
baby.
Yep.
But what about next year? Maybe you can not get me on next year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Do you have any other ones, or that's it?
You said you
wanted to turn into a crocodile. Are you working on that?
I've been working on it. So far, I'm at 0.00001%.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's a little tough. I wanted to wear, you know, I've been wearing my clothes upside down.
I've been noticing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you say Dracula body, but Dracula clothes, regular body.
Dracula body.
Dracula body.
Angelina Jolie head.
God, I can't wait to meet the celebrity therapist.
Man.
I have so many questions.
Do you think it's Angelina Jolie with a Dracula body?
I mean, what you've done is ruined the character for whoever it is. Whatever it is. You've absolutely destroyed it.
I don't know what you're talking about when you say character. Ben, were you excited that we just did the comedy Bang Bang Best Ofs?
Oh, yeah. Did I make one?
Nope.
Is that true?
That is very true.
So Lobola didn't make the top 10
zones? Didn't make the top 15. That's what we counted down. And I actually revealed the 16th and 17th. So
and was it us?
It wasn't in there either.
Wow.
So
I wasn't on the board.
You weren't
so
on the board
this year.
So why
do you have me on so often if I never make the top 17?
Because I love you.
I guess you got to get... There's a lot of content you got to put out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of content and we need to just push
this one maybe,
out.
Though. This
a lot
one
of ones
maybe,
and zeros.
Though.
No, this will be in.
You think this will be top
15? This will definitely be in because I believe the Dr. Sweet Chat, the small talk robot, will be a fan favorite. Yeah, flawless.
You think flawless and easy to understand?
All right, Ben, tell you what. Why don't we get to our first guest?
After party this January. Thank you very much for plugging
January
in.
What? Do you know?
Oh, shit. Yes, I do, of course, know.
It's and on Apple TV,
Chris,
by
listening.
The way. Apple
Chris Miller
Plus.
And Chris Miller and Phil Lord are absolutely geniuses and lovely.
They're great
humans.
People.
I love them.
They...
And you can catch our show premiering January 22nd on Apple TV Plus. And I believe, I can't reveal what they're dropping, but I believe it's going to be a great old drop at the beginning.
Is it January 22nd, Saturday? Really? That's why.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, probably. Why release something on January 22nd?
I'll find this answer out before, in the middle of Dr. Sweet Tooth.
I believe it's 28th. The 28th is when it's coming out.
I can't believe that's
unless,
true. I'll find out right now.
Unless you have some inside info you're not supposed to say.
Oh, there's a trailer. There's a trailer.
Why oh, my God. A trailer for a thing coming out? This is huge news.
No, we can look at the end of the trailer. We can look at the end of the trailer.
All right, you go do that, but I need to get to introducing our
first guest. Well, I really
want to
just play the whole trailer here. Let's just play the whole trailer.
Fucking crazy.
Big ups to Hillary.
You probably don't own this. We probably can't do it. Okay, it comes out.
I don't
out.
Own this? Does anyone own a trailer?
I think, yeah, Apple owns
Chopped
it.
We just watch them.
Remember that.
Have you ever gone to the movies Timmy and Adams, bought Timber the trailer? Stop playing this!
The after
Jesus
party.
Fucking Christ!
Premieres on January 28th. You were right. I was right.
And we, yeah.
January 28th. I'm sorry.
January 28th, but very exciting. That's a mere 3.5 weeks away.
I'm truly so excited. Truly.
I'm
so
very
excited.
For it. It's such a stacked cast,
yeah,
and
it's an SC definitely.
And the creators involved, all wonderful people.
Anthony King, great writer, was on the set writing.
The writer of Beetlejuice.
And also the writer of Gutenberg, the musical, one of my favorite musicals of all time.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Oh,
okay.
It's fantastic. Started at UCB.
Anyway.
People we know would talk about it.
But we all want to watch that on the 28th and get
Oh, wait,
our...
do you want to plug, you said you want to plug a Tom Hanks movie?
Oh, yeah, Finch? Definitely. Yeah, I definitely want to plug Finch.
Yeah.
And Finch 2, which is coming up.
He dies and, oop. That's a big spoiler. He does. Yeah, but erase that. Let's start again. He does die. He does die.
Let's cut that out.
Okay, great. Never mind. You wanted to plug something, didn't you?
Yeah. I wanted to plug that Tom Hanks movie, the one that he plays like a Southern.
Oh, yeah. Lady Killers.
Lady Killers. Yeah. So good.
Yeah, I remember that movie back in the day.
Speaking of co-directing movies. Those guys did such a good job with that.
Who co-directed that?
The Coen brothers.
Oh, C-O-H-E-N or C-O-E-N?
Ian.
Oh, I
no
have a
H.
couple friends. The
you
Coens.
Thought they directed it.
Yeah, I thought my friends, the Coens, had directed it. But this is the famous directors, the Coen brothers?
This is the ones that always direct movies, yeah. And as opposed to your friends who never direct movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, these guys did.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll just say it beforehand because a lot of people are probably confused.
Okay, yeah. The Coen brothers, not Ben's friends.
Thanks.
Yeah. And what do they do for a living?
Coen brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, they work in the sock game.
The sock game?
Yeah, they make socks.
They darn them? They make them?
No, they're in manufacturing. They actually, wonderful, wonderful family.
They don't repair socks. They're not in the sock repair business?
I believe that they were the people who manufactured socks.
So they manufacture them how?
Or they own a business that made socks or sock-related stuff.
So they're
I don't
the
know if
money.
They got out of that
Are
business.
They the money people?
I believe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I hope they're money now that they've been making socks for so long.
Well,
but
yeah.
These are not them. You're saying this is not them.
How many socks did they make over the course of their
I
career?
I bet they made at least 4+.
Yeah.
At
maybe
least
5+.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
5 and out.
Well, 5 single socks. So yeah. two pairs.
Two and a half left over. Yeah. That would be great. If they sold socks 3 to a package, because you ever have those holes in your socks? This is part of my stand-up.
I hate your Seinfeld stand-up. finish strong, at least. At least
you ever have those
joke.
Holes in your socks, and you're like, hey, if only I had one extra sock, I wouldn't be out of sock. So I'd put that on if I could do it. Did the stand-up usually end that early before the... All right, we have to
no
get to
No poop
our...
for you. Remember the poop guy, the guy who served poop to everybody?
And everyone got dysentery. It was amazing.
Yeah, no poop for you.
We have to get to our first guest.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to meet... Which one is it going to be?
This is... we have Dr. Sweet Chat. The small talk robot is coming up a little later in the show, but why don't we get to the celebrity therapist?
Yeah, we should probably say Dr.
We got to say that this is a treat. Why have your dessert before dinner is what I'm trying to say. Let's get to our celebrity therapist. So,
I'm so excited to talk to I've never actually met a celebrity therapist.
I've never met a celebrity before. Present
so
company
rude.
Included. Let's meet her. It's a her. This is so exciting.
Why would you be excited? Men
because
and women should all have the same. That should not be different for you.
That's exactly what I say if it's a man, too.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, yeah. It's a man. I'm
oh,
so excited.
Well, this is a woman.
It's a woman. I'm so excited. So is it Angelina Jolie? We don't know.
Well,
is
maybe
it,
you know her name.
Jennifer Aniston. And oh, it's right here. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
It's not a celebrity.
It's a tough intro.
It must be a therapist who works with celebrities. Oh, that's less exciting.
Jesus, Scott.
All right, well, let's get to her anyway. Please welcome to the show Dr. Yvette Victor.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, it's so wonderful
Doctor,
to have
lovely
you.
To meet you.
I don't call myself a celebrity therapist. I'm a therapist in Los Angeles. I happen to have some famous clients, but that's
okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Oh, okay, great.
It's obviously confidential.
Obviously, yeah.
That's the whole part of therapy is that there's some sort of guidelines that is it HIPAA or something doesn't allow you to talk about your patients,
yeah,
right?
It's sort of implied, yes.
It's sort of implied.
Oh, it's only implied, though?
I think it's only implied, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. Well, it's so wonderful to have you, Dr. Victor.
Dr. Yvette, but you can call me Dr. Victor or Dr. Yvette.
I just
Victor.
Did call you Dr. Victor, and you seem to take a little umbrage
so
with it.
Would you prefer Dr. Yvette Victor?
Dr. Yvette
You corrected
Victor.
Me, in Thank fact. Like, okay, yeah, so I'll...
I've never heard it without my first name. Honestly,
even that
in my
softness.
Entire life.
Do you hear that? Even that softness she brings, it's like so... I can feel a therapist inside you even
I
in
feel like I want to confess anything to
go
you.
Go for it.
Really?
Really?
Right now?
Absolutely. I should... You know, thank you for having me on the show. I really mean
my
it.
Pleasure,
I think, you know, well, I've noticed a lot of my patients have been having a hard time. You know, it's been a stressful
Yeah, well, it's,
years.
You know, I mean, approximately 2 years ago.
Oh, God. This must be so much what you talk about, I'm assuming, in therapy,
yeah.
right?
I mean, I have a lot of clients, patients with anxiety. I have one client, a man who really struggles. I see him probably 3 times a week.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It seems like a lot of information you're telling us about.
Well, I'm not going to say
this is pretty nonspecific.
Name.
Yeah, but yeah.
I guess you could say nonspecific things, right?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly.
You can talk generally
examples.
About your patients, I
exactly.
would imagine.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay.
He had directed Argo a few years ago.
Directed Argo? Ben Affleck?
I'm not going to say any names.
Is it Ben Affleck?
It is Ben Affleck, but I'm
Jesus
not.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, we just guessed that, though. She didn't actually tell us.
She just confirmed. It is Ben Affleck.
I didn't. We'll edit that obviously.
Yeah, we'll edit. No. Trust me. I do think our editing machine might have broke over the holidays, so I'll see exactly what we can do. But
well, just don't say specifics about him then. I guess it's fine to know that he's a client. I guess.
I'll go on to someone else.
Well, hopefully we'll cut it out. But did you want to say anything about what he's going through? Or
I don't want to. Now that we've said his name, I'm obviously not going to say anything.
Good.
He had a secret family. But
He had a secret family?
Ben Affleck had a secret family?
Obviously, this is all off the record. But
this is on the... You're the most on the record. You're being recorded for all time on a microphone.
That's what this microphone is.
Yes, Dr.
Have you? Oh, you're a therapist. You're not used to being behind these microphones.
That is so... No, of course I know what a microphone is. This has gone off track.
I mean,
this
it's not like you tape all of your sessions... secretly, right? I mean,
oh, you have to do that.
You
Why?
Have to do that.
You no, that is this is not being silly. This is a very real thing. All doctors tape the sessions.
They do.
Is that true?
Yes.
I go to a therapist. I love my therapist, and he's taping my sessions.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Yes. Maybe you missed something.
Oh, like what kind of thing would you have missed? Like you weren't listening? Like you were half listening? Or
honestly, you're 45 minutes paying attention from beginning to end is very hard.
I think it's 50 minutes, actually. 50 minutes.
I do 45 minutes.
You do 45. Why do you only do 45?
Well, because I need 5 minutes to put my coat on and put my bag on.
5 full minutes to put
Why
your coat
Why are you
coat
putting
on?
Your coat on for a session?
When I take my coat off when I get there.
Oh, you Mr. Rogers
and then,
it.
And then I, exactly. Yes.
Oh, you do exactly. the Mr. Rogers.
So couldn't you do that before they enter? By the way, I apologize. I'm just trying to learn. Couldn't you do that before the session and after the session? Because they have to take off their coat and put it on.
Well, that would make it a longer session.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So I could call it a 60-minute session and then put my coat, take my coat off at the top of it and put it
Why
on
Why do you guys,
Jesus.
Like, we pay for an hour. I feel like we should get an hour. You know what I mean?
Right,
why don't you guys do an hour and then take 10-minute breaks and you stagger it like, you know, when you used to go to school and, you know, you'd have...
Oh, that's smart.
You know what I mean? So like, okay, I start the day at 10 a.m. My next session is at 11:10, then 12:20, then, you know, 1:30 and all that kind of stuff. Maybe you take a lunch. Do you eat lunch?
What do you do with those 10 minutes in between your session?
Oh,
Or 15 for you, I guess.
For lunch, I'll take lunch during the session.
You'll eat during the session?
I've never had a complaint about it.
What do you eat?
Just something simple like a salmon, but
a fish, a fish?
A stinky fish in the middle of therapy.
I don't have a sense of smell.
Oh, you have anosmia?
Yeah, is that what that is?
You don't even know. You're a doctor, Dr. Yvette. Something.
I'm a doctor of the mind.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you had to go to medical school or anything like that.
I think every day is school. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's good. I love that.
I like that.
Wait,
yeah.
May I ask a general question? Because I do not want to know specifics. Because
yes.
I go to a therapist, I like to know that it's a vault in there.
Of course.
What's the thing now that COVID's happening? What's the biggest thing? You said anxiety. Is there something that people are coming through a lot? Is there a specific thing
that's
happening?
Yeah, what do you hear a lot? I would love for this show to be able to help people out there. So
that's
if you
great,
have,
Scott. I've never heard you say that before.
No, I've never felt it before. I've always thought that I really didn't want people to be helped. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I was like, oh, that would be a cool thing to say. That would make me sound great.
And you did sound great.
Yeah. Okay, so go. Hit us.
A lot of accidental families. A lot of
accidental families.
What does that mean? Like people, like they just let it fly in there without they're not wearing protection and
exactly.
they just
let it fly. Is that what you say? Having sex with a condom?
Yeah. Hey, let's go. Let it fly.
Ew.
Yeah.
Exactly. A lot of deaths.
A lot of deaths.
I had a client
die.
Patient. No, he had killed a kid.
Oh, what?
One of your patients killed a kid?
Obviously, this is very confidential.
Do not say their name.
No, of course not. Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman killed a kid?
Obviously, well, this is off the
record. Is that what Ozark was based on?
You can't say off the record. None of this, let's say right now, nothing is off the record.
We'll edit this, though. Continue.
Did you get cut of
Scott? Did I agree to that?
I thought we had an eye contact.
Are you? I don't remember even meeting you before this show. So, were you the person who brushed by me at
Gelson's?
At Gelson's, yeah,
that's how I introduced myself and suggested I come on your show.
I remember someone wearing I was wearing a mask, and you were the only person who wasn't. That's right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't get me started on that.
I was looking at your mouth. I have to say, because I was like, why isn't this one? And I didn't even see your eyes, so I didn't. I don't think we had an eye contact agreement.
I was smoking, and I think that threw
that
you.
Was the
smoking in a Gelson's.
I was popping in and out for some
and you were
bananas.
Blowing the smoke all over the apples. That
exactly.
Were you there for
I was
salmon?
I was trying to find a Macintosh, so I was looking closely, reading the labels while I was smoking. So he thought I was doing something crazy, like buying.
So I wasn't even looking at your eyes. To be quite honest.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think of The Shrink Next Door? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
why not?
I don't like documentaries.
It's not a documentary, although it is based off a podcast.
Does it star any of your clients? I mean,
Paul
you're not
Rudd
allowed.
And Will Ferrell and Catherine Hahn. Those are the three.
Yeah,
leads.
Those are the three. And Casey Wilson, of course.
Casey Wilson's in it, too.
Three out of four of them I have seen before. Sometimes I get clients that don't stay very long. Honestly, I've seen a lot of people that maybe aren't regular clients. Like,
I can only imagine once you bring out the salmon, a lot of people just like turn.
You said nobody has a problem with it. Or are you just reading it wrong?
I honestly, I mean, people have raised objections, but I don't know. Think it's not.
But they don't have a problem with it.
Exactly.
Oh, I see. So and what are how do they phrase these objections?
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
What I find interesting is how they respond to it tells me about them and where they are in their journey.
You're using it as a piece of your therapy.
Exactly.
You're
I'm also hungry for it, but it's very important.
Hungry for
therapy.
Their information or hungry for the fish?
Both. Exactly. Yes.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And you're eating this through every single session. Do you like? Sort of portion it out so you have like, you know, a little bit.
I would take one salmon per week.
You're eating one salmon in a whole week?
Yeah.
Continuously?
It's a strong fish. But I'll add sides to it each day. Each day is a new side.
Okay, so you'll have a little bit of
you
the one.
You eat a bite of salmon for every meal.
It actually comes out to about four bites.
What
are
the sides?
It's just Monday through Friday. I don't work on Saturdays and Sundays. Whoa. My phone is off.
Okay, this is the strongest.
That was the most passionate we've seen about anything.
Why? What do you do on Saturdays and Sundays?
That's just time for me.
What do you do?
Yeah, that's what we're asking.
Well, I'm recently married.
Okay.
Hey, congratulations.
I've been married a few times.
Are you married to a celebrity?
No, I'm not. He's not a celebrity.
What does he do? What does he do?
He's a common man.
Oh.
You know. It's mean. It's rude.
My first husband, we divorced.
Oh, sorry about that.
Thank you. When you're a therapist, everyone assumes, I know you guys are looking at me and thinking, wow, her life is perfect. She has it all together.
I don't know
I think,
about that.
You know, I give that impression off as a doctor. But my first husband.
Yeah. What happened there?
I found out woman's nightmare. I found out he was stalking another woman. And
instead of you.
Well, I mean, I would have loved that attention, but and I confronted him and I said, look, you have to choose. And he wouldn't commit.
To stalking you.
Our relationship.
I always find that really interesting when a therapist gets a divorce because it's like, well, you couldn't even fix your own life.
Wow, that's mean.
Well, you can't actually, this is a true therapy rule. You can't control others. You can only control yourself.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a great line. I love that.
Yeah. So I couldn't.
So he needed the therapy, not you.
I couldn't control him into staying in the marriage. So I waited and then he left me.
Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, The Gift of Fear, it's a book. this is a real thing too. There's a chapter
Why do you keep delineating between real, real things and
you
fake?
Never have to say it's a real
or
thing.
Is some of what
we
you're
don't
saying
assume
fake?
You're lying ever.
Well,
the gift of truth?
A gift of fear?
Grift of fear.
The grift
not
of
the
fear?
Not the grift of fear.
Sorry, the gift of fear. Okay, so it's not like a
okay,
con
so
man
fear
thing.
Is not a grift. Like, should we embrace fear? Is it a real thing?
Well, gift of fear is about how if you have a bad feeling, you should listen to
it. You should listen to it,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
And most people get killed by being too nice.
Yes, because they go like, oh, I'll get in your van.
Exactly.
Sure, because you've asked me
oh,
to.
Oh, interesting.
It's a polite society.
Exactly.
And,
right. There's a chapter on stalkers and how basically you want to bore them.
And this is a real thing?
This is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Everything I've said, obviously, is a real thing.
Of course.
Okay.
But basically, like, one example was if someone keeps calling your phone, don't change your number, start a second line, and so they get tired of calling the first.
Oh, okay. And then never answer that. But are you still getting calls on the first line?
Yes, but you just turn the ringer off.
But what if someone calls and you've won the lottery or?
Well, the book says, you just have to tell everyone else in your life you have a new number. The book says
every single person in my life. Oh, yes. That sounds like a nightmare.
Well, you don't have that many people.
Well, there's you.
Me, cool up.
Yeah, that's about it.
Life is too long.
Life is too long?
You can't spend all that time assuming things. Those are two big things I'd like to say.
Those are the two. And you want
life to be shorter.
Life, I mean.
And you want us to spend less time assuming things.
This is how life goes
Could
by.
Could life be as long as it is if we spent less time assuming things?
Could say that again?
Never mind. Go ahead.
Life goes by. If life went by in a snap, it's like.
You're trying.
Oh, you can't see her.
Right
yeah, it's a podcast. Sorry.
She's trying to slowly. She's trying to do the slowest.
There's no
snap.
Noise.
There are no cameras.
There's no cameras.
You thought there were cameras here.
I assumed. I put on.
What did you think was? Have you ever seen a camera in real life? Do you know what they look like?
I have. Yes.
Okay. Of what course. Do you think was a camera here?
Yeah, she's looking around the room. She's pointing to a tree.
You're pointing at the pool umbrella.
Yeah.
No, that is not a camera.
I thought
that, you're right. That is the closest thing to a camera that is in this backyard.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to embarrass you on your show. I think you're wrong.
Oh.
You think
this
is my house.
Talk. Jesus,
okay,
she's a therapist.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me walk over.
Yeah, go walk over.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you got those horse heels on.
Very interesting shoe. Oh, okay,
I
she's back.
It does open up.
Yeah, it's an umbrella. Umbrellas open up.
I was actually pointing past it to Hollywood in general.
Oh, I mean, the land of a million cameras.
There are a lot of cameras out
You're
there.
Right
You're
right about that. Well, look, Dr. Yvette Victor.
I feel like I haven't gotten into any of your issues, and I hope I haven't.
Is that what you came here to do?
I do like to, if anyone needs my services.
Scott needs your services.
I definitely do, but we don't have time right now. We
so
have
same
to take
time
a break.
Next week?
Am I being charged for this?
Yes.
Well, how much does it cost?
How much do you have? We'll discuss this over the break.
Okay, we have to discuss it over the break. Look, we need to come back. When we come back, we'll have more with Ben Schwartz. We'll have more Dr. Yvette Victor.
We'll
but
be
this
right
is,
back, everyone.
This,
well, thank
we'll
you.
This is my show. I go to the break. I'm sorry for getting angry, but you've obviously triggered
Jesus.
Me.
You, by the way,
anytime anyone tries to host my show.
Doctor, what does this mean? What does this mean?
We're going to unpack that. Thank you, everyone, for coming. We're going to unpack that after
Okay,
the
look, but when we come back, this is so exciting. We have Dr. Sweet Chat, the small talk robot will
wait.
Be here.
I can't wait.
Very first Comedy Bang Bang of 2022. We'll be right back.
We'll see you then.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Ben Schwartz is here, of course, from the After Party.
Thank
coming
you.
Out January 28th, and Tonic the Gin Dog in April.
Sonic
at some
the Hedgehog
point.
In
and,
April.
And we
Space
also
Force.
Have Face what?
Space Force.
Space Force. Like an airport
very
for
soon,
space.
Very soon, by the way. Coming out very soon.
Yeah, I bet. We also have Dr. Yvette Victor.
Hi again. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing
good. Got a salmon on your lap. You don't even have a plate.
Yeah, she took the salmon out during the break. And yeah, why not plate it?
Get a plate.
It's very weird. It's just sitting on your jeans.
I felt rude to ask, but is it okay?
Ask what? I'm not going to give you a plate. If you're going to eat salmon, bring your own plate.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have a plate.
God, do you? Why wouldn't you have
a plate? Offering
a plate?
No, I don't understand what you brought it.
You
not Tupperware. You just had a
no,
loose
you took
salmon?
It out of a bag.
Oh God! Put it on the bag.
It's a sandwich bag, so it's. I have. There's. Listen, I'm not. You're
sandwich
a,
bags are for sandwiches, so, not for loose salmon.
The picture you're painting to the audience sounds very crazy.
This
I am sitting with salmon
Scott,
on my lap, but there's a plastic
there's
bag underneath
too.
The salmon. The hummus. I always have. Who doesn't always have hummus?
Us. You
so
took it out of your pocket.
Disgusting.
Who has hummus in their pocket?
Who doesn't have hummus? In their pocket?
I don't, doctor.
Please empty your pockets right now.
Oh my God! There's hummus everywhere. What did doctor?
You're
what,
a liar.
What the fuck? What the,
or you're a magician?
She just winked
either,
at me.
Either one
she
of those things.
She just winked at me. I can't wait to meet this.
Wow.
Robot.
This is exciting because we've never had this. I don't even know if to call it a person.
I don't know what the pronoun
I don't know
is.
What it is, but let's just get to them. I don't know anything about what this is, but please welcome for the very first time on this show, Dr. Sweet Chat, the small talk robot.
Thank you, Scott.
Whoa, doctor, how are you?
I am doing well. I am Dr. Sweetchat, the small chat robot.
Oh, thank God, because I introduced Dr. Sweetchat, the small chat robot, and then you started talking, and if
I'm
you
just
weren't...
making conversations, Scott.
Are you... take us through what you are, so I can't... I don't want to... You explain what you look like.
I'm a flesh-covered cube.
You're a flesh-covered cube.
I was built. I'm a prototype built by a widower. His name was Professor Krupe.
Wait, Professor Krupe?
I feel like
C?
Correct.
Okay, so you were built by a widower? You say, why is that important?
Correct.
Why is that important?
It was lonely and bad at small talk. Designed me to be the world's best.
Okay.
So you, when this person was had nobody, you were the person to do all the small talk with because he was so bad at it.
That's correct.
Wow.
So he was a widower. How old was he when he was widowed?
He was in his 50s.
Oh, wow.
Late 50s, early 50s. This is important.
52.
Early 50s.
And then how long have you, is he still around? I don't know how long you've been alive.
He is around and he lets me in to make conversation and practice small talk.
Well, that's great.
Can I ask you, he lets you out of the house. How do you get around? Because you're just a flesh-covered cube. You don't even have wheels.
I ride around on a roller skate.
On one roller skate?
That's correct.
And by the way, I see the roller skate now. It's to the left of you. It's one of those old, like, 70s roller skates that you would strap to tennis shoes.
That's correct. It's a disco roller skate. I'm always placed on it.
You're always blissed on it?
Placed.
Oh, so when you leave, we have to place you on it.
If you could.
Of course.
I don't want to stay here forever.
Although I'd love to have you. You're excellent at small talk, I've noticed.
I am programmed with over 700 conversations.
Oh, let's do it.
Can we pretend that Dr. Yvette Victor.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's pretend we're at a party. Have you ever role played before in any of your sessions?
I have, yes.
What kind of role plays do you normally do?
I always play a mother.
Oh, okay. Do you want to play a mother? A mother?
I have three beautiful children.
Oh, hey, with your first husband?
With my first husband. They don't speak to me, but I'm related.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I could role play a mother.
Okay, well, that's just you being yourself, though.
Right. I could role play...
So something totally different than what you are.
Okay. This is exciting.
Good.
An Olympic swimmer.
Great.
Oh, okay,
that's great.
All right, and we're at a party celebrating you got the silver.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Congrats. Would you prefer the gold?
I would like the gold. Oh,
okay.
Let's.
Okay.
Yeah. Give her the gold.
All right. Why not?
Why wouldn't you?
All right. All right. So we're at a party. Hey Ben, do you see her over there?
Holy shit! Is that Olympic swimmer?
I didn't watch any of the Olympics except for her.
Her final race was unbelievable.
She was going so slow, but the other people were even slower.
I know.
I've never seen anything like it. It was like, how did they?
So I'm thinking spider season is over.
What do you mean?
We haven't even gotten to the Olympic swimmer yet.
What do you mean spider season is over?
It feels like it went, came and went, don't you?
I guess there were a lot of spiders for a little bit.
Feels like it came and went.
The rain's been warm recently.
Yeah, well,
the rain's been warm. Is that what you said?
We got our first rain shower
just
in a while.
Well, I've never really judged the heat of rain.
Yeah, I guess when we go outside, you don't really feel it.
Right, me too.
Are you agreeing, or this is a program?
Anyone here love
uphill
what?
Skiing?
Uphill skiing?
I don't think that's a thing. I think it has to be downhill skiing. Because cross-country skiing is level. You can't ski up. The gravity will push you down. Why?
Because the snow is very slippery.
He's learning. This is him learning to not ask the same question, I think.
Snow is very slippery, and anytime you try to go up, you'll just end up skiing backwards.
Anyone here love downhill backwards skiing?
That's closer.
Okay.
That's
closer. I mean, you're in the ballpark, which if you're playing baseball, that's where you want to be. I mean, it means you've arrived to work.
You love pointy ball?
I love pointy ball.
Oh, you
pointy ball?
Who is your favorite pointy ball team?
Pointy ball? What is he saying?
Yeah, I don't think it can be a ball if it's pointy.
Whoa, Jesus. Christ.
Very antagonistic.
Doctor.
What did he say?
He said, what about a football genius?
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Jesus. That's not small talk. That's you being rude. Please, but no, you're doing an ad right now.
Yes.
We can't understand what you're saying.
Go slower. Professor Kruppi's experiments. We're funded by Banana Republic.
So sometimes I will say a random Banana Republic.
Why? That's not a part of spot. That's not a part of small talk.
It was part of the deal.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. God.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, Professor.
Where did you get that incredible belt?
Oh, this happens to be a belt from Banana Republic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we? should we pretend that we're on an elevator together as strangers?
Yeah, do you still want to be the swimmer? Because I feel like you didn't get a chance to weigh
in. That's okay. It was fun.
I mean, like we were talking. We kind of expected you to enter at some point.
I was just enjoying the scene.
I mean, it was a pretty compelling scene.
It was. But this is beyond small talk. You've overtaken the conversation. You haven't allowed anybody to really talk back to you at all. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Do you think what makes a dog interesting is its tail, or the fact that it is so uncomfortable underwater?
Are dogs uncomfortable underwater?
I mean, underwater. Stop coming
at
Dr. Yvette Victor.
That's a doctor.
Oh, I see. Two doctors. Okay. We've never had two doctors
this
on the show before.
This is unbelievable.
Maybe this is what happens when...
Let's be honest, too. I am coming on to you. I am programmed with Negan.
Programmed with negging.
So do you find this doctor attractive?
Yes, I am a romance mode too.
Oh, let's hear your romance. Do you mind, doctor, if you allow him to romance you?
No, let's pretend I'm on the elevator.
Yeah, you're on the elevator, you're the swimmer, and you're unmarried.
Yeah, just to give it more time, let's say I've just hit floor 203.
Do you mind if I crush your foot?
Do you mind if I
crush your foot?
That's true. I would try something that's less damaging or sounds physically painful.
I'd love to get you back to my hotel room and get you under the bed.
Under the bed?
Did you say bed or bed?
Under the bed.
Under the bed.
We can go to Flavortown.
Flavortown?
That's so
did you say Flavortown?
Yeah, Flavortown.
The fuck
I've never
is Flavortown?
Whoa, doctor, you're flying off the head. Now,
never
doctor,
really
why
heard
does this make
like
you feel so unhappy? This is good for you to look at yourself.
Flavortown just sounded... I didn't know what it meant.
I think he's intimating that he'd like to eat there's no other way to say it, but
there is. You've already made a mistake. Don't start with eat.
No.
That's what he meant. That's fine.
Oh, that's okay.
That's fine. Sorry, I misunderstood.
It's working then. Robot, it's working, Doctor.
Do you like that? Do you like when I put all my weight on your stomach?
All my weight on your stomach. All the weight of a flesh-colored cube. By the way, what are your dimensions?
I am 3 inches by 3 inches by 3 inches, but I weigh 400 pounds.
So you're like the size of like what a matchstick case, but if it was totally square, genius. And then you're weigh 400 pounds. Well, it's easy. I'm trying to think of something
this is like
3 inches by 3 inches.
During
by
the
three
break,
inches.
Of course, you were comparing
everything
to matchbooks.
Have you practiced small talk when someone throws it at you?
Oh, please.
Okay, like
doctor.
We're outside a bank.
You don't have to keep
outside.
Saying where we are.
Oh, okay. I stepped aside. It's hot out today.
So we can concentrate on each other.
Did you say let's lose the phone?
Let's lose the phone.
Phone? Yeah.
I think it's funny that we can't understand him because he's a small talk robot. So half the small talk is about how we don't understand what he's saying.
No, just so I understand, I went up to him and said, "How about this warm weather?"
Yeah, that's
and
great. Let's lose the phone, lady.
And he said, "Let's lose the phone, lady."
Were you on your phone?
You know what? I bet the phone was in my hand.
All right, keep going.
That's
keep
how
going.
You got the information about the weather, though.
That's true.
I am coming from the bank. That's actually really good.
Good, very
okay,
good.
Great.
That's
great.
The first good small talk thing you've said.
Yeah.
I invest in cryptocurrency.
Oh, no. He's a crypto guy. Oh, God.
I have $600,000 invested in Gucci coin.
Okay.
Okay, but I understand.
Yeah, there you go. That's a small talk.
This is a flow.
Yeah, this is good.
If you, I have a question about the weather in response to your question.
Great.
If you could recycle anything in the world, what would it be? And why would it be a piece of paper?
I was going to say a piece of paper.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This is working. This is working.
Really,
you guys are kind of hitting it off, I got to say.
That's so interesting.
Do you like music?
I do like music.
Oh, what kind of songs do you like?
It's good.
God, I guess I like
a little...
I guess
people describe genres of music they like more than what kind of songs
true.
They like. But go ahead.
Yeah, like rock and roll.
Oh, do you want to know my favorite song?
Yeah, I would love to hear your favorite
song. An old man drinking fizzy water.
That's the song? The title of the song?
Or is that the sound?
Okay. So your favorite song is an old man sipping seltzer. What? What? I don't understand. What are you talking about?
He wants you to leave him alone.
I know. I want to see how you handle antagonist. I want to see how you handle like conflict. So
I've never seen a flesh cube sweat before.
Yeah, this is perspiring very heavily.
And it's such a small cube. It's like a matchstick.
Enough with a matchstick.
Hey, sir, get out of my seat, sir. That's my seat. I paid for it. We're at Madison Square Garden, and I want my seat. Get out of it. Okay, that's not common. That's a good way of dealing with it. Here you go. What? What was that?
Do you have a friend with you?
Who's that friend?
Your friend Siri is enabled.
What the hell is going on?
Siri sounded like a regular human.
Why don't you sound as good as Siri?
You know, you sound like a robot.
Oh, I'd love to hear.
Please, I can't believe you're packed with so many things. You go from one to the other so quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a robot for you. Just robot brains move quicker
than
our brains.
That's true. Ones and zeros.
What did the razor say to the umbrella?
Raisin.
Raisin? Okay.
What did the raisin? I'm usually pretty good at these jokes.
It's great that we have to repeat everything that you say and we get it wrong half the time. It's really filling up the time.
Okay,
it's putting out a lot of content.
Raisin,
I really enjoy this.
All three of us seem to be pretty, we know jokes, right?
Yeah,
doctor?
What did the raisin
what
say?
What did the raisin say?
This is the Riddler, which we used to do. Riddle Me This.
Oh, riddle me this, of course.
Yeah, of course.
What did the raisin say?
Let's all take a guess.
What's the question?
What did the raisin say to the umbrella?
It's a joke. It's a joke, first of all.
Okay, so let's all take a guess
to a joke.
What is he curious about?
He's so curious about.
I don't think he's curious at all. I think he has a.
Jesus, stop shitting on the doctor.
Very angry at me.
All right, everyone take a guess. Okay, Ben,
what did the raisin say to the umbrella? I'm happy we're both dried up now.
Okay,
that could be it.
Hey, I could have used you because before I was a prune.
There you go. That's good.
Okay, what do you got?
I guess he's wondering. Wow,
you're trying to figure out his
you're
psychology
to
instead of
him.
I am.
Well, let's hear it. Fine. What is he wondering?
Raisins and umbrellas. I mean, that's obvious.
What is it?
I mean, obviously, a raisin, he feels small. He's tiny.
Oh.
You know, this is obviously
the umbrella.
An umbrella goes large.
It's like 60 matchsticks.
Okay.
But it also can protect him.
Wow.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So what did the raisin say to the umbrella? I think he said, protect me.
Wow. Okay, interesting.
You're very good at your job.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So what did the raisin say to the umbrella?
Is that the joke?
Oh, no.
Or you forgot the answer. What did the chef say when the book fell on his toe?
We're getting better at understanding.
Yeah,
it, so that's
it's
good.
Like a, you get,
but we're still repeating
listen.
In case the audience.
Of course,
we're able to read
his lips. Or
well, I mean,
his
you have
flesh.
like a little slit in
your
cube.
That's okay, so what did they say?
And that's your mouth, by the way, or what?
Do you eat? Do you eat?
Of course.
What do you eat?
I love baby carrots.
Baby carrots.
Okay, yeah.
Was that the answer to the joke?
I don't think so.
Okay, what's the setup? Okay.
I thought it might be your punchlines,
I guess.
Yeah, do you know, why do you think these are funny? These are jokes to you?
These are hilarious jokes.
Where did the brick get his diploma from? Okay.
We should have guessed that.
What does that mean, repetition, doctor? That. So much repetition.
I mean, he knows the rule of threes in comedy.
Well, let's see.
I mean,
do you have another joke?
Well, that was the third one.
Yeah, but now he has four.
What did the chef say when the monk fell on his tongue?
You already did that.
That's how he did.
Oh, no. I know. We know this one.
You know, it's interesting. Repetition in therapy is a lot of times people keep doing the same thing, hoping for a different outcome.
Yes, of course, by the way.
Hey, lady, I hope a vulture tears off your skin.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm negging.
I know, but
you're,
Dr. Sweetchat.
That's not negging. You're not dissing her. You're threatening her.
I was programmed to have a relationship.
Why are you smoking right now?
I have to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
I was programmed for small talk, but I really want something deeper.
You want large talk.
I want deep talk.
Okay,
well, that's good. Well, you're with a therapist and two people who are pretty open.
Can I tell you my greatest secret?
Absolutely. I'm going to start putting my coat on while you're talking, but go ahead.
And what about the salmon?
Yeah, she stood up and the salmon just like spilled all over the ground.
I know.
I was the one who took Professor Creepy's wife.
What?
Oh, no.
I thought he created you because his wife was dead.
Yes, but he did not know that I was the one who killed her.
But he created you because
wait,
she was dead.
Did you build a time machine?
And that doesn't make any sense. She died. He built you. You went back in time and killed her before she died?
Listen, it's very weird. He created me because she was dead.
Yeah?
I also killed her.
How?
Okay, this makes sense to me.
Wait, is it a joke or no?
Of course. Not for you like the other joke.
Yeah, what did the chef say when the book fell?
No, that wasn't it. What did the reason say to me?
Oh, no.
Look, Dr. Sweetchat, we're coming up on another break. So,
Dr. Sweetchat,
did we accomplish your goal of having deep chat?
Of course. I mean, I didn't resolve my problem with Professor Creepy, but sure.
Okay.
Do you feel better? Do you have feelings that, like, do you feel better after talking about something deep like that?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Well, that's what therapy is all about. So, yeah, I mean, it's lucky that you are here, doctor.
Yeah.
I was talking to him.
Oh, right, of course.
Sorry, I should be more specific. I call you Dr. Yeah.
Can you guys do that bit, doctor? Can you guys do, because of two doctors? That might be good. All right, go. Let's hear. Do you know it's just doctor?
Oh, just say doctor.
What is it from,
doctor?
Spies Like Us or something?
Could be.
Airplane?
It's from the movie Single
All the Way.
That's correct.
Are you sponsored by them as well?
Well, I would like to tell you to buy some wool socks.
At
Banana Republic.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. We're going to take
a
break.
Your oh, no is like an amen.
we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, everyone. Scott Aukerman here. I want to tell you about another podcast. I know you're enjoying this one, so why would you listen to a different podcast? Well, I'll tell you about it, and you be the judge. It's one I think you'll enjoy. It's called Broken Record. You can join co-hosts Justin Richmond and Leah Rose as they sit down with the musicians you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Missy Elliott, and you'll hear from up-and-comers like jazz artist Leigh Vey, who joined the show to talk about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. You can hear new episodes of this podcast I'm talking about, Broken Record, every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. Ben Schwartz, by the way, had to leave. That was really strange, wasn't it, Dr. Yvette Victor?
Yeah, it was very strange.
He got very upset by Dr. Sweetchat, the small talk robot. Yeah, but we have another guest on the show, so that's
nice.
Yeah, the good thing about Comedy Bang Bang is whenever a guest leaves, they're forced to cover their shift. So Ben set up another guest for us.
That's great. I see Ben still in his car trying to reverse out the driveway.
Yeah, no, he's
beep, beep, beep.
He's saying beep, 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 beep too. It's weird.
That's going to help anything.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, but we do need to get to our next guest. This is very exciting. This is another doctor. We have a three-doctor show here.
God, that's...
This is incredible. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Dr. Sturgeon, the rock and roll surgeon. Wow.
How are you, everybody? How are you? Dr. Sturgeon here.
The rock and roll surgeon?
Well, I like to do surgery. Well, listen to rock and roll, baby.
Oh, wait. So your surgery doesn't have the qualities of rock and roll? It's just rock and roll?
The scalpel's my axe. The scalpel's also my drum, and the scalpel's my bass.
Do you use any other equipment other than just a scalpel?
You know what? Sometimes you got to go with what works, baby.
Well, welcome to the show. We have a couple of other doctors on the show.
May I meet them?
Yes, of course. This is Dr. Yvette Victor, a celebrity therapist.
How are you? I know a lot of surgeons do listen to music while they're performing surgery. So.
Oh, yeah. I love listening to music, but I love listening to hard rock when I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Like, how hard?
Megadeth, Kenny G, James Taylor, Unplugged.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, of course.
Is wearing your...
Can you put out your cigarette when you talk
to
me, miss?
Absolutely. Why are
you...
I'll put the ashtray over there.
Thank you.
You also have a cigar in your other hand. Could you put that out?
You want both out?
If you don't
yes,
mind.
Please.
Both?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but yes, it's really... I know we're outside, but...
My question for you is, are you allowed to do what you're doing, wearing the lab coat but no shirt underneath?
Yeah. Absolutely. I wear a leather vest. I wear a lab coat.
Oh, that's leather. I thought that was your flesh. Is that a light leather
under? This is a leather. This is a leather
it's
coat.
Flesh, it's flesh colored.
I used to live in sunny Florida, and now I don't.
I've never seen a leather vest that is actually like pink like skin.
Yeah, I like your people skin, to... I mean. Exactly what happened is what I'm trying to do.
How do they match that? Like, because
it's an exact match
to your own skin.
Yeah, I'm a surgeon, so what I do is I cut off skin from other people. I put it on my own skin. You ever see Buffalo Bill? The fuck is that? Is that?
That little cube over there with the slit in it?
Yeah.
That's a USB port.
Really? Omicron? It's That's your small talk?
Yes.
You know, this type of robot over here, the stuff that we used to do tests on when you're learning how to do surgery with scalpel.
Really?
You get like a flesh-covered robot so you don't kill anybody. I've cut through like 30 of those fucking things here.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, is that what happened to you? Your doctor? Because you... Wait, your doctor is a doctor.
I'm Dr. Sweetchair. The professor is Professor Croupy.
But we don't call him a doctor.
Oh, I used to work on Professor Croupy's wife.
Okay. Did you hear what happened to her?
Yeah, I heard she died and then in the past she died.
No, that's not what happened to her.
What happened?
What happened to Professor Groovy's wife?
Oh, is this a joke?
No.
All right.
Well, welcome to the show, Dr. Sturgeon. It's so...
You know what I like to do with a cadaver when I get a real nice cadaver? You ever hear the sound of a drumstick off a head, then a nip, then a tup, then a toop, then a top, and a rip, dip, dip, but I like to bang.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, please, doctor.
You're a surgeon. You just said you love when you get a cadaver.
Yeah.
Are you referring to when a patient dies on your table
and
becomes
what I'm
a cadaver?
Saying, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you're not going down there in the morgue and just like drumming on random cadavers. These are cadavers that are dead because of what you did.
Well, yeah, but not by on purpose. Of course, I'm not trying to kill these people.
Right.
You know, but sometimes
it happens.
Well, listen, if you're listening to a fucking hard rock Kenny Loggins song, if the heat is on and you're slicing and dicing and you got your scalpel and just one of that, you know that part that goes, the heat is.
Of that Kenny Loggins song?
Yeah. That's Kenny Loggins, right?
Glenn Fry.
You know, so Glenn Fry, you listen to that Glenn Fry, but Kenny Loggins has a great version of it that we listen to.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah, so you have like a bootleg version.
No, Kenny Loggins comes to the surgery room, refuses to wash up, and then the heat is dup, and then I slice real too hard sometimes.
What percentage of your patients pass away? I mean, I guess 100% will pass away.
That's funny.
But I mean,
right, robot? When do you say oh yes?
You're making progress.
Okay, got it.
But what percentage of people die on the table?
For me, honestly, I say 50-50.
50-50 die? So
50% chance 100% of them die.
But you do an elective surgery. You're doing plastic surgery?
I also do, yes. So it's plastic surgery. Well, what do you want, baby? What do you want, baby?
Oh, God, I would love to. I'd be curious what you think I need.
Do we need to get the marking pens out here?
Watch this, robot. I heard that you like learning how to romance. Watch this. Hey, you?
Me? Yes.
Nothing.
Oh.
You're perfect.
Whoa.
Oh. But I would do cheeks, nose, eyebrows, forehead, ears, fingers, fingertips, legs, fingers.
Fingertips.
Fingertips, yeah.
What's
fingertips.
Wrong with her fingertips?
Her fingerprints are disgusting.
I mean, they smell like salmon.
Yeah,
but
their fingerprints are disgusting. Look how those fingerprints are, like, disgusting.
It's interesting. I do have a strange
I would do your fang teeth. I would do your molar teeth.
My fang teeth?
Yeah, your fang teeth.
You want them sharper or more square?
My friend, I like them as sharp as they can get. I want them to be toothpicks so you can put your salmon on there, keep them all day, you can just lick that salmon all day. I'm sorry? Well, she's a doctor. She's competitive with me. I got to show. I'm negging her right now.
Yeah, it's three doctors
you
right now.
You can't have three doctors in a room.
What?
Sorry, I wasn't here. I wasn't. Banana Republic. Okay.
Banana Republic. Oh, this is another Banana Republic ad. Okay, got it. So, Dr. Sturgeon, you're a plastic...
Dr. Sturgeon, the rock and roll surgeon. Yeah. That's what I wanted to be.
Why did you get into plastic surgery? Did you just walk around looking at women saying like, oh,
no,
they...
I'll tell you why I got into plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh.
I'll tell you why. Oh. My mom was born with three lips.
Three lips.
Yeah, she had one lower lip and two, like her bottom lip, and then two upper lips.
Two upper lips? That's one too many.
So anytime she kissed me, it'd feel like a really weird kiss and a really weird, like a fish, like a catfish.
Like a catfish, just like,
So I removed her lips.
Of your
all
own?
All of them?
I removed all three of her lips.
Oh, wow.
Oh, did you put two back?
And then I put two other people's lips back.
That's okay. That's usually not what plastic surgeons do, is take parts from other people's bodies.
You ever see the movie Face Off?
Yeah.
Face.
You have the small talk. What do you think about Face Off?
My favorite movie.
Oh, why?
Because it's a running time of 168 minutes.
It's 3 hours and
a little less than 3 hours.
Oh, I guess a little under.
But isn't that crazy?
That's why it's your favorite movie? Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yes. I have a lot of movies I love.
What's another one?
Oh, great movie. Have you seen the movie?
Of course.
And what do you think of the movie?
I think the running time is perfect.
Yeah, but what do you think of the content? What do you think of the songs?
I love it. I'm a big fan of television, too. My favorite is The Island Show.
Lost?
No. Gilligan. The one with the girls and the pirates.
The girls and the pirates?
Oh, well, wait, you're not the new show.
The Bird Show.
It's called The Bird Show?
No, it's The Island Show. It's got birds and women on it.
What's the name? What's the title?
What are you talking about?
I only know how long it is.
You know the title of everything else.
3 hours.
For the whole season?
Or each episode?
Each episode is 3 hours. It takes place on an island. There are a lot of birds.
What's it called?
You're malfunctioning right now.
You're smoking again.
You're sweating.
Give him some baby carrots. Give him some baby carrots. Like,
can I put this in your slip?
Wait, maybe you need surgery. Do you want me to operate on you? You look like you need surgery. Okay, come here. What do you need? Okay, I'm going to slice open this mouth a little bit wider so you can put bigger carrots in. There you go. Open up. There you go. All right, now let's try to pop in some carrots in there.
God, it's coming right out somewhere else.
Wait, something's coming out. Something's coming out of the box.
Oh my, it's like a butterfly emerging from a cocoon.
Hello?
He's sleeping. He's sleeping. It's his the REM waves.
This is sleep.
Wake up.
This is the REM. Yeah. Hey. Hey.
Dr. Sweetchat, how do you feel? I just cut your mouth open a little wider.
Doctor, can I ask you something?
You
mentioned Face Off, and I had heard that was not, that was actually based off a real story.
Is that true?
Well, it was based on a story. You're being coy.
All right, here we go. I'm about to, this is what I'm famous for. All right, go tell him, doctor.
I had heard.
No, but she's eating coy. Anyway, go.
I heard that it was based off a real story and that there was a surgeon involved with this process.
The year was 1985.
Yep, here we go.
Oh, there I was.
What?
Banger hair. I had a head. What's the thing that wraps around your head? A headband
scalp.
On. A scalp. I had a scalp, and on top of that was a headband. I had my big old boots on. And out of nowhere, this gentleman comes in and says, I want my face to be ripped off and put on a different person's face.
Oh.
And I say, that sounds insane. And he goes, I got at least $30 to tell you it ain't.
Whoa, okay.
So I rip off this gentleman's face and it's flopping around like that salmon on the ground.
Oh, okay, you ripped off
that
his
salmon,
face
That salmon, by the
first.
Way, is flopping around on the ground. Was
yeah,
that
that's
alive
a live salmon.
While you were eating it? What?
I didn't realize that was alive, honestly, that's
Jesus
crazy.
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
God, you were disgusting.
I could kill that for you if you want. I got a 50% chance that is 100% chance I'm going to kill
if
that.
If you do some surgery on it?
Yeah. I mean, that flesh robot did pretty good, right? There you go. Anyway, I take that face and I'm looking for this other guy, but I took the face off so early I didn't know what face he wanted me to switch it with.
That's what I was going to ask. I'm surprised you didn't set up the second
yeah,
face.
Yeah, it seems like there'd be a lot of legal before.
I didn't. I went right off with his face and I never got the information of who else.
Oh,
so
no.
I just flipped that on a bear. This is probably what you heard, doctor, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a bear out there with this guy's face on it?
Oh, yeah. And I'm not allowed to tell because of the HIPAA, the confidentiality agreement. I'm not allowed to tell, but Bobcat Goldthwait's face was on the bear.
No way.
Yeah.
That is crazy. In 1985.
1985.
While he was starring in the Police Academy
That's
franchise
correct. Right
movies.
Before Police Academy. Right before.
Right before. So there was time travel involved in Police Academy as well?
Siri, what year did the Police Academy come out? 1984.
1984.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
You're wrong.
Oh, he did. This is,
wait, what's the running time, though?
Oh, wait, wait, stop, stop. You say it first, and I'll do it.
Okay.
Go.
The running time is 120 minutes.
Why would Police
what
Academy
What is the running
on?
Time of Police Academy?
128 minutes.
Which one? Oh.
Which one? Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Police Academy is 1 hour and 36 minutes long.
Exactly.
Wait.
No, you're wrong.
So you're not connected to the internet or anything
exactly.
like that. Oh, okay, so.
Oh, no.
It is funny. I am enjoying you. What is a bird made of?
Can I ask you something? Who is the fourth president of the United States?
Madison Jones?
Yes. What does a caterpillar turn into?
A big cucumber.
A lot of facts
cucumber-based.
I've seen that.
Do you like have you ever eaten a cucumber, or is it just the baby carrots?
Just the baby carrots. Sometimes Professor Kirby eats my carrots
All right, I got a question for you. Okay, what did the chef say when the book fell on his foot?
Oh no, it's shorting out.
Yeah,
it's
I hit him with a joke.
Come to slip back. This is. Okay. Well,
I love when you say okay, Scott. It's usually when you're like, this is just too much. Okay.
It's too much at this point. We are running out of time. Dr. Sturgeon, thank you so much
for
being
here. Oh, of
course.
I'm a rock and roll surgeon.
Of course, yeah.
Come on by. I'll chop you up and I'll listen to some tunes.
Yeah. Well, we only have one final feature on the show, guys, and that, you know, I got to admit it, that is a little something that we call plugs.
I know that you're shy, I know that you don't like talking about yourself, but there's no reason why. So open up your hole and open up your mind, 'cause baby, now's the time to plug yourself, honey. You've got to plug yourself, darling. And if the feeling is right, I think you just might like to plug yourself tonight.
Oh,
hey, it's me, Ben. I came back.
Hey,
I love the plug stuff.
Awesome. Good to see you.
Thanks
for covering your shift, by the way.
Of
that
course.
Was Plug Yourself by OTX, kind of an early Split Ends feel to it. Thank you so much to OTX. If you, and by the way, I didn't hype this before the show, but we are creating a brand new closing up the plug bag theme here with Ben here coming up a little later.
I got shit on by a bird.
You got shit on by a bird itself? Oh, wait, do you like that? You've had the worst seat in the house today. You've had to cover your eyes. You got shit on by a bird. Were you planning on bringing those pants wherever you're going to go next?
Yeah, I was planning on bringing these pants with me for the rest of my life.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
All right. What are we plugging, Ben? What do you want to plug
here? I want to plug the after party. It's coming in January. Space Force and then Sonic 2, baby. But
so
I bet I'll be back.
I'm guessing it's coming out in February or...
I don't know what the date is. I would bet that sounds accurate, but I think we're going to announce it pretty soon.
Okay, so somewhere in there.
But after party first, January 28th.
January 28th, after party.
Go on Apple TV Plus. You can already add it to your queue. I love this show very, very much.
The trailer's great. I'm very excited about it. So
I didn't edit the trailer, but I'm in it.
Oh, I love that editor.
Oh, no.
Dr. Yvette Victor, what would you like? Do you plug anything?
I'm going to be on this episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, okay, yeah. So people should listen to that. If they tuned in just right now, rewind it.
Exactly.
And listen to it. Oh, that's
smart. Yeah.
Anything in the world of entertainment that you're looking forward to coming up?
I don't watch television or
at all.
So you don't even know who your clients are when you talk to them?
Well, I look at the internet.
Okay.
Well, don't look at
this. Wait, do you watch the movies and television shows on the internet?
I do, yes.
Okay, so you stream stuff.
Yes, I stream.
Okay, so you watch stuff, you watch all of it, you just stream it.
So you've cut the cord is what you're trying
to say. Exactly, I've cut the cord.
Okay.
All right. Are we going to start recording soon?
We've recorded everything.
No, we've recorded the entire
thing. You told us that Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
When are we going to start the session, though?
I
won't mind you. Right.
Okay, stop coming at her, please. Please.
Really come at me hard.
Yeah. Dr. Sweet Chat, the small dog robot, do you plug anything? Are you programmed for that? Of course, obviously.
Uninteresting?
Yes.
Not a good plug.
Sometimes our turtlenecks have
stripes.
Stripes?
Oh, stripes.
All right.
Okay, great. I want to.
That's a good small talk.
That was good.
Oh no!
God, you're so odd.
Okay. I want to plug. Hey, head over to cbbworld.com. We got a lot going on, and a lot going on this month. Last Friday on Scott Hasn't Seen, we did an episode about the movie New Year's Eve with Kulop, the person who was on a little bit earlier.
I love her.
She did that episode. We also recently put out a Bob Duca Christmas special.
How's this website going? How's this world going?
Really good. Yeah.
Tell people what they can get. If they get CBB World, what do they get?
So
every episode or no?
You get every episode. You get the episodes ad-free. You get Freedom ad-free. You get Andy Daly's podcast project
this
every single week. You get Scott Hasn't Seen every week. And then we do these CBB Presents, like the Bob Duca Christmas special that we just did. And we've been doing Lily Sullivan's This Book Changed My Life series and sorts of stuff. Yeah. So head over to cbbworld.com. If you sign up for a year, you get 2 months free. And you can pick the 2 months.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Any
two out of that year, you'll get free.
I love it.
So, Ben.
How do we close?
So, we do this every year.
Yep.
And every year for the past 7 years or something, you fucked it up.
I don't fuck it up.
You in particular fuck it up. Because we are supposed to be making a theme to close. And by the way, we have the Sweet Chat robot over here.
Who
is sort of musical in a way. I mean, your voice is very musical. It almost sounds like a keyboard or something.
How high can you get? Go la 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 la.
Whoa, that's so high.
He's bleeding.
Why would you only do the low ones? Oh, God.
Well, do you want to try it now? And remember,
to close it up.
This is for closing up the plug bag. You guys can join in if you want at all.
I'll start it up. If you guys want to join in, please join in. You, of course, Scott, as well.
And we're going to take this and you guys can remix it out there and do whatever you like with it. But this is the raw feed. Let's do this. Ben, here we go. This is the 2022.
No, it's 2022. That's good.
Okay. Closing up the plug bag theme. Here we go. Start us off.
And this is closing.
Closing, yes.
Mm. Okay, closing it. Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up that plug bag. And when you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking open up the plug bag. I open up the plug bag. Open up the plug bag as hard as you can. Then you open up your heart. Open up the plug.
Beautiful. Oh, I feel like it turned into an opening up the plug bag theme
when you play
midway through that. But
to be honest,
I wasn't paying that close of attention
to
it.
And what happens now is that you don't play it the whole year anyway. You play it for like half a year and then you play a different version of it, right?
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
All right,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Guys, I want to thank you so much, Ben, obviously. Thank you so much for being our first guest of the year.
It is my pleasure. It is an honor.
Always wonderful to have you. And Dr. Yvette Victor, I want to thank you so much. I mean, you really came on here and I was worried about you because you didn't seem like a real guest.
Oh,
you know
that's interesting.
I mean? Yeah, you seemed like, because you kept saying like, oh, but this is real,
yeah.
But this is, you know.
That,
I mean,
yeah, I like I
but
said.
But then you explained
I
yourself.
Explained,
and so, yeah.
You got some real bits of knowledge.
When cool. I feel like I learned so much today.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
Really glad. I'm really glad.
And any tips for our listeners out there? Any one last thing you want to say to anyone out there?
I'm trying to be stupid.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, he is just projecting something onto me.
But right. It seems like you're into it, though. I got to say.
I feel a connection.
But I mean, aren't you newly married?
I am. And I do mean this is a strictly doctor-patient
connection. Doctor-doctor.
Which doctor-doctor, which can
doctor.
Be, you know.
That's what the Thompson twins sang about it. I mean, the doctor-doctor connection is real.
It's a sexy one, honestly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Quite platonic.
Okay.
A sexy platonic relationship.
How can something be sexy and platonic at the same time?
That's the only relationship I know.
Oh.
What'd you say? What'd you say? Judy Garland. Judy Garland. Okay.
Judy Garland is sexy and platonic, I guess.
Exactly. Yep. I get it. Yeah.
Okay. And Dr. Sweet Chat.
Yes.
Here you go. I'll pick you up right now.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I need help.
Okay.
I need help.
Okay,
oh,
okay,
guys, 400 pounds. How are we supposed to put you on this? What is inside you that is so heavy? Your climax button?
We missed it or we hit it? You say we missed it? What happens if we hit it?
Let's try to hit it.
You said we missed it.
We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation.
Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.